Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop Backstage Pass, kind of doing a check-in on some people that we've spoken to over the last couple years. I wanted to check in with Mike Score from All Out War. One of my favorite interviews from last year was talking with this dude. Awesome band. Your record was on our top 30 year-end list of best albums. First off, Mike, you're over on the East Coast. How are you doing, man? How's everything going in yours? I know you're a teacher. You're probably home. Obviously, you know, no one can go to class. First off, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. Just really bored, you know. Everything's locked down. Everything's shut down. There's nothing open. You know, I'm sure it's the same thing out your way.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you know, if we want to get some food, we can go and pick it up or get it delivered. But you know, I mean, everything's kind of shut down. And you know, schools over here, at least in Washington State, the schools have been deemed they're going to be postponing for the rest of the year. So it's just going to be for the entire rest of the year. How about you guys? I know you're a teacher. Are you expecting to go back in like end of May, or has there been an edict on that yet?
Well, what they've been doing is they've just keep pushing it back. So originally we were supposed to go back March 30th, we were supposed to go back April 14th, and now we're supposed to go back April 30th, and I don't think we're going back at all.
Yeah, that's got to be kind of a trip for people that, like, class of 2020, you know, like, this is the end, and, like, how is that even working? Do you have to, do you have any conference calls, like, with the administration or anything? Do they, you know, how have you been doing, you know, do you have to teach anyone, or are they all doing it via their parents or via online?
Well, everything's constantly changing, so... We started out, we were just sort of sending some work home, because when this first started, so we stopped going March 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody sort of expected, because we've had things happen like, you know, when we had MRSA through the building, so they kind of shut down for a couple of days, and they did the deep clean of the building. And then we've had other things, like get the flu really bad, so the school shut down for a week.
Yeah.
And I think everybody sort of was expecting something similar. So at first, they were, you know, the powers that be were just like, just give them enough work to do for a couple of days. And then we got notice, well, just hang tight for a few more days. And then we got notice that said, well, you have to give them work online. So we started doing that, and then everything changed to you got to set up an online course very similar to, you know, a college online course.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing for the past 2 or 3 weeks.
And I mean, are you kind of just, I mean, is this the first time you've had to do something like that? How are you like finding, navigating that, like just kind of, you know, on the spot? How's that been going?
I'm learning it all on the fly. Every day I add a little more. Every day I figure it out a little bit more, you know. But basically what we do is, you know, you get up just like a regular school day, mm-hmm. and you start setting stuff up, and then you just answer kids' questions all day and do meetings all day and video conferencing with the kids all day. And then just like when school was in session at 2:25, you shut down and you pick it up the next day.
Damn, dude. Well, it sounds like you're making it work. I mean, it can probably be kind of frustrating, but I mean, it sounds like you guys are kind of trying to navigate a new way, and this is a new normal, at least for the time being. How are you staying sane and staying safe, like indoors and stuff? How are you staying sane on your own time? What have you been doing to keep yourself, you know, from not going crazy?
It's been rough as far as not going crazy. I've been listening to a lot of music, you know, doing a lot of stuff with my kids. I just got done watching Boardwalk Empire again.
Nice.
You know,
that
was an old-time favorite. I'll probably watch The Sopranos next.
Yep.
And, you know, I watched Over the Edge the other day, you know, old Matt Dillon movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been revisiting a lot of movies. I watched Heathers.
Okay, that's a good one. Classic.
I watched the old Repo Man with Emilio Estevez.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy, man, because it's just thrown a wrench in normal life, you know?
Yeah.
Even waking up for work is different, because it's not like you have to get ready for work. You mm-hmm. just walk over to your computer, so I'm up all night.
Yeah. What I've said is, like, even though, you know, I'm, you know, laid off or, you know, temporarily laid off from one day job, and I'm doing a lot of podcasting for the radio gig and stuff, it's not done wonders for my work-life balance. I'm basically just, to avoid, you know, going crazy, I'm just funneling all my energy into just podcasting or just doing interviews and stuff just to keep myself from going nuts.
I mean, it's crazy. You go out, like, I go drive around, and there's so many people that are just out and about. It's shocking, you know, and people got to realize the more they're out and about, the more we're going to be stuck in this mess.
Yeah, the longer it's going to take. If everyone were to just all take the, you know, the command and just stay inside for a little bit, you know, we'll get through it. Faster we all kind of just do it, just F and do it, then we'll get through it, and we can get back to quote-unquote normal life. Who knows what normal life will be? And that kind of segues into my next question. What kind of ways do you think as a society, as a community, or, you know, how do you think this is going to change? You know, obviously there's no, like, you know, there's no timeline as to, like, when this will, you know, get better, et cetera, but, you know, let's say, boom, we're all just, everything's better, right? We're on the other side of things. How do you think that, you know, society will change, whether it be for a positive or, you know, negative? Or,
I mean, it's hard to tell. Like, here's some irony. You know, right at the end of November, we did a short run with Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And then we played the last show with Ramallah. Are you familiar with Ramallah?
Oh, yeah.
From Blood for Blood.
Awesome band, yep.
So, strangely enough, Rob and I were having a conversation about, you know, the Black Plague, you know, long before any of this stuff happened. We were talking about how, you know, the Black Plague, all the things that had changed in Western Europe, but more culturally, economically, and politically. And it's, you got to wonder, like, how are things going to change, you know, when this is all over? Is this going to be a huge shift, or is this just going to be a major or just a little minor blip? You know, I mean, it's hard to say. It's hard to tell, because we don't even know where this is going.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, you know, this all started for me really March 12th. So here we are. What's the? I don't even know the date today. April 6th? April 7th?
It's April 7th. Yep. Right, it's a Tuesday.
Okay, there you go. I'm in the ballpark. So I've been, you know, living this new normal since for a month,
mm-hmm.
and there's no clear end in sight, because, you know, my life keeps getting pushed back, you know, and back mm-hmm. and back. So, you know, it's hard to tell, because I think the more things are going to change, it depends on how long this lasts.
Yep.
I mean, you hear some reports and they're saying that this could last, you know, all the way into August. So who knows?
Yeah. It's odd, because you're a history teacher, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of a trip that this is probably going to be something that's written in history books and texts, you know, in decades to come.
Well, that, and, you know, that's something that I constantly think about. Like, you know, how will history look at this 100, 200 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a crazy time to live through. It's also fascinating,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and not fascinating in a good way. Fascinating, and it's just mind blowing.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, there's when okay, so let's kind of deviate away from that, but still stay on the topic. And if you are over like super overwhelmed, and you just like want to get away from the anxiety or whatever of like bad news, and it's just this feedback cycle of all of that, and you just need to kind of get out. Are there any go-to albums that are kind of like therapy to you? And if so, what are those?
Go-to albums. What have I been? I've been listening to Exodus Bonded by Blood a lot, you know,
yeah.
lately. I've been listening to a lot of Destruction stuff. I've been revisiting a lot of, like, the German thrash metal, because
okay.
that's always been something that I've totally been into. So Destruction, Infernal, Overkill is a go-to album of mine. Creator, Pleasure to Kill is a go-to album of mine.
Yeah.
You know, so I've been revisiting a lot of that stuff.
Well, we have, you know, enough time to, if you want a deep dive, like German thrash, like, hey, this week I'm going to listen to all German thrash. You got the time.
I got the time.
Exactly, man. Is there, any specific, so something I like to do is I've been watching a lot of like music documentaries. I just watched that New York hardcore documentary called The New Breed that No Echo put up for free. Are there any music documentaries that you would suggest any listeners might want to check out?
I just watched the Death documentary, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Seen that?
Yeah, that one's awesome.
So I watched that. I watched Rat Skate's documentary on Overkill.
Oh, cool.
That was a great one. Let's see, what other ones? I've been trying to find, like, Cliff Em All somewhere, but I can't find it anywhere.
Okay. Might have to dig that up on, like, VHS or something, right?
And yeah, and then yeah, right. And then I watched Until the Light Takes Us. I watched that one. I've been watching a lot of them actually.
Nice, dude.
I mean, a lot of the stuff. Luckily for me, a lot of the stuff is on Amazon Prime. So I've been definitely catching up on my metal documentaries in the last couple of days.
So
weeks, I should say.
Do you have like have you had any like Zoom meetings with your band to just like catch up or like, you know, have like happy hour? Like, hey guys, we usually see each other around this time.
Not happy hour, but we've been writing music. So we started writing songs in January. So we were
okay.
on a good pace.
Yeah.
And then we've written since this all started. We've written two and then the bones of another one.
Nice.
So we've been staying pretty active musically as much as we can. I mean, we do it mostly through Google Meets and stuff like that.
Okay. Hey, I mean, you're already like learning this process for like having to like your day job as a teacher. You might as well use it for, you know, your band thing. So that's cool.
Right.
Okay. So specifically, you know, you guys have a kind of a lot of like post-apocalyptic seeming like band themes and stuff for All Out War, like Fire and Brimstone and some gnarly stuff. What is, if you were to pick the perfect post-apocalyptic, you know, the world's coming down, this is the All Out War song at the end credits of the world, what would it be?
Let's see, of the old songs?
All All Out War, anything you want, your entire discography.
Condemned to Suffer, probably. The song Condemned to Suffer.
Yeah, dude, that's a good jam, and I'll have to look up the lyrics to that one and see exactly. I'm sure it's not such a positive, you know, end to the world, but Condemned to Suffer.
Yeah. I don't have very many positive lyrics.
Not exactly, yeah. Not exactly the, like, posi-core band, but...
no.
What another question I'm kind of curious of is... you know, of all genres, of all time, what are four albums that you think have personally impacted you in a positive way?
all genres.
Yep.
I would go back to the first album that really had an influence on me, and nobody believes me when I tell them this, but it's Bob Dylan, Desire.
Okay.
I mean, that record kind of, you know, set me on the path when I was really young. I mean, the lyrics are great, the music's great, so I would say that would be one.
Nice.
And then I would say, this is not a full length, but the best thing that Slayer did in my mind was Haunting the Chapels.
Okay.
So that record. And then, all genres, I would say The Cure, Disintegrator.
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah.
I got four, you said?
Yep. One more.
And then Cro-Mags, Age of Quarrel.
Throw it all in a blender, man. Get some weird, but evil music out of that.
I mean, I could name like so many more. Those just popped into my head because I was trying to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That's good choices. And what's something that you're looking forward to? What's one thing that you're really looking forward to once life gets back to some semblance of quote unquote normalcy?
Well, I'm looking forward to playing some shows again. We were all set to do a short run with Ringworm and Genocide Pact, so I was disappointed that got canceled. And then we still have Europe that's supposed to start at the end of June, but I don't know if that's going to actually happen.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of great shows on that run. I'm just looking forward to playing again. I mean, just getting together with the guys and jamming. I mean, that's a big part of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm missing that a couple times a week. And, just going to shows again. I mean, mm-hmm. So many great shows got canceled, you know?
Yeah.
That I missed. I mean, I was going to see Possessed. I was looking forward to that. That was March 27th. That got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to go see Overkill and Demolition Hammer. And that got canceled.
Oh, that would be a ripper.
I mean, so... You know, and this is the same thing for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's going through that. But what I look forward to is going to shows again and just music in general, just things getting rolling.
Do you think that there's going to be like a collective like PTSD once these things calm down a little bit? Do you think that people will immediately run to shows, or do you think that it's going to be a trickling, like people are going to like kind of ease off and then it'll take a little while? What do you think?
I mean... Judging from what I see, judging from just driving around,
mm-hmm.
I think that people are going to flock to shows because people are going out now, and they shouldn't be, but people are going out now.
Yeah.
So when they're allowed to go out, I think it's going to be a rush. I mean, you know, I could be wrong, and I'm not saying that that's the safest or smartest thing to do necessarily with this type of thing, but that's probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, people are going to, I mean, that first big fest or that first big, real big packed metal show or hardcore show or something, like, it's just going to go off. And people are just going to be, like, so ready to just, like, have that again. And I think that a lot of us are going to, you know, not take these for granted, at least for a while.
Right.
Which is kind of a good thing, is a positive thing.
Right. I hope people, you know, appreciate... You know, that they have that ability to actually go out and
mm-hmm.
do something, you know, the freedom to do these things, because I mean, I know for one, myself, I'm penned up, man. I mm-hmm. can't wait to get out of the house.
Yeah, just like get and hear some loud amps in your face. Can't wait. But Mike, it was awesome catching up with you. Is there anything you want to say to the Northwest Metal Shop audience before I let you go and tend to whatever you got going on tonight? Maybe watch a metal documentary or get ready for class tomorrow.
Just be safe out there and keep social distancing and hope that this thing, you know, gets over with soon so we can all get back to some degree of normalcy, whatever that's going to look like.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.